Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 16th of May. Delighting in God's ways.
We're like trees planted by streams of water.
Abiding in Christ's mercy.
We're like children sheltered against the storm.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
We are one in Christ.
Come, let all who draw breath worship the Lord. Spirit of God, be with us in our worship this day. At this time of isolation, draw us ever closer to you, that we may become one. Draw us ever closer to your word, that we may be wise. Draw us ever closer to your world, that we may serve and love, as you guide us to do. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Following the well-known story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, the Gospel writer John points to the difficult days ahead, including Jesus predicting his betrayal by Judas and the denial by Peter that he was one of Jesus' close band of followers. Next, John focuses on Jesus at prayer. The part of the prayer that we're going to hear read for us today is Jesus praying for his disciples. It's hard to imagine all that must have been in their heads and hearts as Jesus prayed for them. But as we realise that this prayer is for us too, Jesus' followers in the here and now, we are also moved by it. The focal point of the prayer is Jesus' plea that his followers be kept safe. Chapters 14 to 17 of John's Gospel contain what are sometimes called the farewell discourses. Jesus knows that his time with his disciples, physically speaking, is almost over, and the thought of leaving them is heartfelt, and so Jesus cries out to his Father to protect them, look after them, keep them safe. As we listen to Jesus' prayer for his disciples read for us, imagine Jesus praying that prayer over us and ours. What comfort is to be found in that thought? In Jesus we have a friend and Saviour who lives to intercede for us. Listen to the words of John 17, verses 6 to 19.
I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you've given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
Let us pray. Source of eternal life, speak your saving words of life to us once more. When we follow the advice of the wicked and sit in the seat of scoffers, return us to the delight of your teachings and the joy of meditating on your ways. Spirit of reconciliation, we celebrate the love that heals us and makes us whole. We rejoice in the love that binds us together in communion with you and with one another. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit loves and protects us, that we may all be one with Christ and with one another. The Spirit sanctifies and completes us, that Christ's joy may be made complete in us, and we may rest in God's peace.
Bids us shine with a pure clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so let us shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine first of all for him.
Second reading is from Psalm 1.
Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
It seems to be a natural human trait, and at times obsession, to put people into categories. We classify people according to their religion, politics, nationality, ethnicity, skin colour, gender or gender identity, state of health, and in many other ways. The present pandemic has introduced a new classification system for the population. Now we have the AstraZenecas and the Pfizers, and soon there will be a smaller group of Modernas. Added to the list, we have those not vaccinated against COVID-19, others who are partially vaccinated, and some who are fully vaccinated. I'm not sure if it's possible for anyone to be 100% vaccinated against the risk of COVID-19, but it looks like those of us who have been jabbed twice already may need a third jab before the end of the year. In the Bible, there are lots of examples of people being labelled into categories. The cultural and religious classification as being either Jew or Gentile appears through the Gospels and letters of the New Testament. There are the clean and the unclean, the sheep and the goats, the saved and the unsaved. Psalm 1 contrasts the righteous with sinners. As with other categorizations, we need to be careful not to fall into the trap of too readily seeing ourselves as being in one camp and despising those in the other. We all know what Jesus thought of the self-righteousness of the Pharisee described in his parable. There's something altogether obnoxious in his comment, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people." The New Testament makes it abundantly clear that we all fall short, and that judging others is a despicable practice. Given that we're all flawed in one way or another, we're no different from the sinners in our dependence on the amazing grace of a loving and merciful God. But let us not miss the main point of the first psalm, which is to inspire the reader to delight in the law of the Lord and to meditate on it day and night. What we have in Psalm 1 is a setting of the scene for that which is to follow in the rest of the Psalms and elsewhere in the Scriptures. Psalm 1 offers us every encouragement to devote ourselves to the law of the Lord. In other words, the psalmist urges us to get to know the sacred Scriptures and to find happiness and satisfaction in the wisdom of God they contain. Psalm 1 was written in the context of a land that was dry and parched, and where rainfall is light and water is precious. Blessed are they whose delight is in the law of God. They are like trees planted by the river that yield their fruit in due season. Their leaves do not wither, and all they do will prosper. The writer of this psalm is not only encouraging us to delight in God's law, but challenging us to think about where we have been planted and whether we are taking the full advantage of our position. We have been blessed by being planted by the living waters. What foolishness it is, and what a tragedy, if we do not put down our roots and freely drink and bear fruit for all to enjoy.
Blessed are all they who do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed by God are they who reject the way, to turn away from scoffing. Blessed by God are they. But their delight by day and night is the law
blessed by God are they. They will bring forth fruit, their leaves will wither not, for in all they do they prosper. Blessed by God are they, for their delight by day and night is the law of God Almighty. The ungodly so, for they are like the chaff which the wind blows clean away. The ungodly are not so. The ungodly will not stand upon the judgment day, nor belong to God's own people. The ungodly will not stand, but God knows the way of righteousness, and ungodly ways will pass.
Let us pray. God of all gods, you are the spring of all life, the river that flows.
You are the giver of grace, the strength that appears as weakness.
You are the soul of truth, the light that eyes have not seen.
You are the goal of hope, the end that is here from the start.
You are the source of love, the law that breaks all our rules.
You are the joy of Christ, the human who is divine.
God of all things seen and unseen, if you had isolated yourself from the pain of the world, then your name could not be love, and our condition would be without hope. Thank you for becoming personally involved, for revealing your commitment in Jesus of Nazareth. Through him we pray with hope, in him we pray with love.
Let your healing love be known this day by all who suffer ailment of body, or distress of mind, or agony of spirit.
Let your intimate love be known today by all who feel forgotten or lost, and all who are walking in the dark valley of despair.
Let your fierce love this day redress the wrongs of all who suffer exploitation, injustice, abuse, neglect, or violence.
Let your nurturing love today encourage those who are gathering resolve to make difficult decisions, take on new responsibilities, or break free from bondage.
Let your relentless love this day upset those of faith who have become self-centered or even contemptuous of others.
Let your reconciling love today gather together the isolated and make them aware of the fellowship of the one universal body of Christ.
Let your inspiring love this day rejuvenate pastors, priests, and prophets who have become weary to the very roots of their souls.
Lord, reveal your compassion and bring wholeness to all, through Christ Jesus, your true Son. Amen.
Many crowns, the Lamb upon.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.